Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Kelly.
Hey. And we've got some exciting things to talk about. Kelly's, you know, fucking around again. And
I might be a little drunk. Hashtag White Claw.
No, you're...
Mangoes are my fave.
You are way more sober now than you were. Let's get into our part. Let's get into our sponsors real quick and before we get into the show. And so first one we want to talk about is...
Alt Playground. Guys, they have this new, they have a new fucking update. It's where you can record your profile. So when people click on your profile, they have a video that you pre-record so people can introduce you, hear your voice, see what you look like, and get to know someone a little bit more personally. Like, it's a lot more easier to see what someone's like from a video than just like looking at a non-moving picture and just reading what they say. So Alt Playground is always coming out with some new shit, okay? All the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. And like some of the shit that they're coming out with that we have kind of been given a little bit of hint on, I think you guys are going to like it. It's pretty fucking exciting. I'm pretty stoked about it. I know you are, Kelly, because I filled you in on it. But like, I don't know. It's just, it's amazing to be partnered up with a brand that actually gives a fuck and is like really pushing the ball in a positive way. You know, like they're pushing the boundaries and everything like that.
In a good way.
In a good way. Yes.
And every, like, there is definitely more to come.
In a very consensual way, they're pushing boundaries where there is more to come. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about our second partnership that we're super proud about.
So we've got Promescent. Not only are we pumped about them, but we've told you about a few of their products, you know, the condoms, the lubes, the delay spray, but like all that is amazing product that I've found, right? And that you have found.
Yeah.
The other part of it is they've got VitaFlux, which is like a daily wellness supplement for men and for women. And from everything we've heard about it, it is amazing. We definitely want to try it. Jeff even alluded to it a little bit on our last episode, which if you haven't checked out, Jeff is the CEO of Promescent. He was on our show last episode. And so they've got VitaFlux, they've got vibrators for women, they've got more lubes and condoms than you can even imagine. So
yeah, and they definitely take their time when they release a product. They want to know that they are the absolute best at mm-hmm. something that they do before they release a new item, which I fucking love.
And one thing that I fucking love, and I feel like you can at least appreciate being a healthcare worker, is that they actually have a place on their website for reviews, right? Not just customer reviews. This is where it really gets exciting. They get doctor reviews. And so that's promescent.com/pages/doctor-reviews. So check that out because that is amazing. Not every brand is doing that.
Yeah. And we also, guys, we hooked you up with a discount code. Go to their website, promescent.com, and use the code NAKED15 for a discount.
15% off.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's pretty fucking good. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're drunk.
Let's get into the episode then.
I mean, you're not really drunk, but no. You were before I left to go and get steak and shake. And I say that because when you're blowing me and you're inebriated even a little bit, there's a big difference.
What's the difference, babe?
It's almost like you stop doing what I want you to do.
And just do what I want to fucking do.
Exactly. Even though like, sometimes I can't either handle it or stand it. It's pretty. Oh, gosh.
He liked it, though.
I mean, your blowjobs are amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. But so what do you want to get into first? Do you want to get into Q&A or do you want to get into the adventures from today and potentially tomorrow?
Let's do the Q&A first.
All right. So thank you for those who submitted questions. We're going to choose the top three and we're going to answer those. And so without further ado,
let me read the first question. All right, guys, this was sent in to our website, which thank you so much for the people who actually fucking do that. Love you.
So this is from Kate from Swinging Down Under.
All right. So the question is, what, in your opinion, is the difference between a 20-year-old approaching the lifestyle and a 60-year-old approaching the lifestyle? Do they have different swing styles, preferences, interest, and more likely to date one-on-one of clubs, etc.? All right, Kate, thank you so much for the question. And babe, since I read the question, you do your input first.
Oh, lordy. Okay. I don't know. because I'm not a 6-year-old and I've never been in their shoes. But I will say we've kind of talked about this a little bit in the past because we feel like people that are significantly older than us, I shouldn't say that, people in their 60s are probably a lot more comfortable with themselves and their relationship if they have one than some 20-somethings like us.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they've been together for a while because they know each other, they trust each other.
They got some years under their belt.
Yeah. And I even know some people of this generation that are like, you know, if they're going to do it, they would have done something negative already. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They just trust each other. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that would open up more doors, more potential opportunities for them to explore new boundaries.
Yes. Okay. So I definitely like agree with you. There is definitely a big difference between a 20-year-old and a 60-year-old approaching the lifestyle. Like you said, the 60-year-old is more established in their relationship and more secure versus a 20-year-old, which I don't know if they would be or would not be doing this with a partner. They might be doing this alone. And there's well, a
same
whole,
for the 60-year-old.
Yeah, same thing. But I feel like if you're 60, you are, like you said, way more comfortable in yourself, in your body, whether it's a male or female. And 20-year-olds are just, what's the word, recently out of the womb, if I can use that phrase. Like, they do not know about life yet, do not know. They're, like, exploring their sexuality. And I also find that as a positive, too. Like, they're definitely getting into this a lot more earlier than their older counterparts.
Yes and no. Completely agree with you in a lot of ways. Although I will say every single person is different. For example, one guy who wants to be your sugar daddy, he's in his, what, 50s and has, you know, brought up to you that he wants to be penetrated by you using a strap-on. Mm-hmm. And he's really wanting to explore his bisexuality.
Yeah.
But he's a very late bloomer in that regard compared to someone like us.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah. So there's definitely a lot of factors, a lot of different influences in these ages, but like just looking at it from an age perspective and not like a gender perspective, their age can be an advantage or a disadvantage depending on the person and where they are in life.
Yeah. That sums it all up. I mean, in terms of like swing styles and preferences and interests, I got to say, like, I really think that's a case by case basis. I mean, you know, I do think that there's a lot more case because stereotypically within the lifestyle, we've talked about this on our show. We've talked about this on Brian and Brenna's show for Import Swingers, that it's okay for women to be bisexual, but it's not okay for men to be bisexual in the lifestyle. So I feel like you're going to see those types of stereotypes where people fall into those really easily when compared to the opposite, right? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there's more potential for, you know, people to be uncomfortable with male-on-male contact, regardless of age. That's just the way things are seeming to be played out for some reason, which hurts us, you know, bisexual men that are open about it. But, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the ball will move in a little bit of a different direction there in terms of people opening up to saying, oh, okay, yeah, you know, we can DP my wife, but other than that, like, don't touch me at all. Like, you know, instead of saying
like,
that,
don't fucking touch me.
Say like, you know, maybe be a little bit more comfortable, you know, just because I'm bisexual doesn't mean that I want to fuck the shit out of you. Doesn't even mean that I want your dick in my mouth, you know? So my point is, I feel like the stereotypical swing styles and preferences / interests would all kind of fall into the norm there, but who knows? Hopefully I'm wrong. I want people to be, you know, comfortable a lot more, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree that they have to have some degree of comfortableness to like approach this lifestyle.
You mean comfortability?
Comfortability? Is that a word? Comfortableness? I feel like comfortableness is a word.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know what I mean. They have to be comfortable with themselves. Right. To even consider this.
Themselves. But in terms of other people, you know, your average 60-year-old male is probably not going to be cool with another male that's also naked, you know, even giving them a high five.
High five.
High five, bro. Cards Against Humanity. Blank. High five, bro.
All right. Next question.
All right. So next question is from TR Golf on our Instagram. What is your most wildest fantasies, babe?
That's a good question. So I don't know. I'm not pretty wild at the moment. Like, I'm trying to get some sugar daddies in my DMs. really want to fuck outside, of course.
I tried to get you to fucking do tonight. You're like, clean your Jeep and we'll go do it.
Fuck outside, yeah. Not in your car.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
I told you I was going to open up the trunk, bend you over the back, and just go to town on...
When I mean by outside, like, I mean like hiking in the woods, remote area, nature surrounding us, maybe with a mountain or like a river in the background. Not in the car with a trunk open.
Okay, fine. When we go hiking with Dakota and Melissa.
Okay, but if they're also, it has to be like a right temperature because I don't want to be hot and bothered in like 95 degree weather with like 90% humidity.
But
okay?
Here's the thing. You're already hot, all right?
You're already hot?
You're already hot and you're already bothered by my amazing jokes.
Mm. So like maybe once it cools down a little bit in the fall, we can maybe mark that off the list.
Yeah.
I've also really been into like having car sex with strangers. Well, not like strangers, but like people I know. But like Adam has a little about it because I haven't done it with him. But like,
so we've had car sex before, but for some reason we haven't christened my Jeep that we've had for 4 months now.
Okay.
And when we bought my old car, my last car, on the way home, which was about a 2.5 hour drive, we stopped at a scenic overlook at like 10 o'clock at night. And I fucking, like, you rode the shit out of me in that car. Then we, like, somehow switched and, like, you were bent over the passenger side car seat and I was outside of it fucking you from behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting to do that with my fucking Jeep.
Okay. The Jeep is nice. Okay. I don't want to ruin it.
You're not going to ruin it.
I don't know. I just haven't felt like degrading that car yet because it's still new.
Is that really what it is? Because I feel like you're just making excuses.
No, I think that's it. Like, it's new.
Hmm.
Okay? And it's
so was
car,
that other car.
Yeah, it was brand new and you just owned it, okay? This car, we both own it.
Do we?
We do.
Whose name's on the fucking thing?
Okay, I know what you mean, but like, we're married, we're together. What's yours is fucking mine, okay?
Okay,
you know
so
what I mean?
We had this car for 2.5 months before we got married. So what was your excuse for those,
What are your fantasies, babe?
Ooh, pulling a Kellyanne Conway and deflecting the question.
Tell me about them.
One, fucking in my Jeep. Two, I don't know. I've kind of been wanting you to walk in on me masturbating and then just like...
I mean, I've done that before.
Oh, no. I'm saying I want you to walk in on me masturbating, like full-on wank session, and then like start blowing me.
Okay.
Definitely you and me and another female.
Yeah.
I do want to... explore being dominated by another female and have sex with a transgendered person. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I agree.
And I want you to foot dominate me.
See, that's hard, okay?
I know.
I'm not comfortable with that. It's very difficult for me to be a dominant person when I'm naturally submissive.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, I think that'd be really hot.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe I could, you know, just expand that to other women. But yeah.
Okay.
What else you got for me?
I'm trying to think of any other sexual fantasies and I'm currently...
Me in the corner?
Me and you in the corner?
Yeah, watching you get fucked.
Maybe. I'm trying to think of
We'll allude to that a little bit later on. But what else? I mean,
I'm trying to think and you're over here like raining on my parade. Just shh. That's about it. Maybe like... the sugar daddy is like me wanting to fuck like a really old guy. I think that's part of it.
Define a really old guy.
Like 50, 60, 70s up. Like 50 and up.
You want to fuck?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody, let's kink. No, I'm kidding. Kink shaming is never okay. All right. So.
Next question. My turn. What's something y'all haven't done but want to do sexually?
Me, you, and another female. And basically everything I just listed for the previous question. I don't know. I think that I want to do more like pegging with you.
Okay. Like personally, just me pegging more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sexually, I really would like to go to one of those resorts.
Yes.
And like experience that sexually.
Like a swinger resort?
Yes.
Swinger resort?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. That is like number one on the list right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Maybe get a bigger bed. Is that a sexual question? Yes.
No, because...
more room for activities, okay?
Oh, Lord. Okay, so if we get a bigger bed, it's going to be our bed. Okay. It's not going to be in the playroom.
Okay, yeah.
So therefore, it'll be off limits to everyone but us.
Yeah, duh.
And I definitely want to go to a swinger resort. I definitely want to go to some swinger events.
I definitely want to go to a nude fucking beach. Oh, yes. Babe, we have to go to a fucking club. We have yet to do that.
There's one 2 hours south of us and an hour and a half north of us.
So maybe once everything like chills out, calms down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe in like January 2021.
Yeah.
I think,
who the fuck knows?
Yeah, it's going to be a while for sure where I feel comfortable enough being in that type of environment with a lot of people.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't do it right now. I mean, we were in the mall the other day and it wasn't even like that packed. But if we were walking by a store, or if I was walking by a store, because you're in Victoria's Secret getting stuff to cover your naughty bits. And if I would walk by a store and I was interested in going into the store, I'd peek my head in. If there was, you know, more than 3+ people in there, I'd be like, oh no, not doing it. Anyway, I definitely want to go to a nude resort, beach, probably resort, honestly, first and foremost, just because I think we could really explore nudity more. And I know that's not always a sexual thing, because nudity isn't really a sexual thing. At least it's not for me. For me, it's about being comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about it, is that I'm comfortable with it. You know, I think that in the right environment, I hope that you can be comfortable like that too, because mm-hmm. I want to walk around nude all the time and you don't want me to. And you say you can't take me seriously, but my other thing is that I want you to feel comfortable walking around nude because I find you fucking gorgeous. And I feel like if you could and you could really be comfortable with it, I feel like it could help you have a better outlook on yourself, as well as just be more comfortable 100% being, you know, your true self, you know, and who knows what that would lead to.
Yeah, I can see that. That's all I have on my sexual.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
You want to talk about today?
Let's talk about today, guys. Okay, so.
I wake up.
Okay, wait. Me first, sir. Calm it down.
I mean, I'm the one that woke you up first, okay? I did.
Okay, so lately I've been watching a lot of sugar daddy porn.
Azúcar de Padre.
Pornhub, which there's not a lot of, and most of it's like scripted. And I'm more of the amateur type of video peruser on Pornhub. So I've been watching more of that, which has piqued my interest in wanting to be a little sugar baby. So I am currently on seeking.com and I've been looking for a more consistent sugar daddy, because I did have that one experience, but it wasn't really my thing. And plus he travels a lot, so I don't get to see him as often. And lately there's been a lot more activity on there because of quarantine and everything going on, that like these older men are just a little bit more bored, I guess is the reasoning. Mm-hmm. But there's been like more activity on there. So I've been messaging a couple people on there, and like within like this past weekend, I've been messaging between 6 and 11 guys. Okay.
Which is a lot for you.
Yeah, it is.
Like you can't really handle it all that well.
Well, I feel like I can handle this a lot better because they don't reply right away and I have to log into a web browser mm-hmm. to look at it.
Instead of getting the notification.
Yes, instead of getting a notification on my app.
You don't get an email that so-and-so sent you an email?
It does. And this is like, it's sent to my junk email, which I rarely check.
Okay.
That's why it's a lot more easier for me to handle this, I feel gotcha. Like. So, a lot more activity. There's a couple guys that I got on there and I do kind of like screen them for age. Like I definitely do have a preference of age. Like they definitely have to be like at least 50 or older.
The guy today was 45.
But some of them are like really nice and really friendly and like message me and I read their profile. And if I find it intriguing, I will message back. And this guy seemed more willing to meet than all the others. Like all the others were like giving me kind of like excuses, but not really. Like they're busy, which I understand. They have lives. But this one was just like open to having a meetup. And I explained to every one of these guys that I would definitely like to meet first with no sexual expectations.
You're welcome.
Per Adam. Just to kind of see if we click or if we have any, what's the word? Just to see if we click and make sure we're not uncomfortable with them.
And that you have chemistry?
Yeah, have chemistry. Yes, that's the word. And this guy that I met today was agreeable to all that. So I wake up Adam. I let him know that, hey, there's this one guy that would like to meet today in our parking lot, in our apartment complex, because he knows about you. Like, I told him, like, hey, I'm married. I'm in an open relationship. My husband's comfortable with it. He's like, oh, okay. Well, do you just want to meet at your apartment? That way we can park somewhere where he can see us and, like, not be totally, like, shady about it. But he gets here. And this dude drives a huge ass truck. Okay?
It's lifted, right?
It's lifted.
And you're barely 5 foot.
Yes. So I literally, guys, had to jump on this fucking truck and then climb into the seat to get in there. And like, I was already, it's hot as fuck outside. And I just started sweating even more. I was like nervous. But like, once I got in the truck, he introduced himself. I'm gonna tell him, should I tell the name?
No.
Why?
Protection and
okay,
privacy.
I'm gonna make a fake name because I have to say a name. His name's gonna be Michael.
Vito. Mom's third husband.
Okay, too fucking bad. His name's Michael. So Michael introduced himself. He seemed like a very attractive male, okay? He was a bit on the younger side, which I wasn't mad at, for sure. He had red hair and a beard. He looked like he worked out, but he does, like, work in a, like, an outside-type job. He's a real estate developer, is what he told me. And he has 3 kids, which I could tell because there was car seats in the back. And at first, I think he was just having difficulty getting comfortable enough with the situation because he was like a little, like you could tell when someone is anxious and like uncomfortable. And I attempted to like be myself, be my normal, bubbly, smiley self.
You forgot feisty.
I'm not feisty with other people besides
yes, you. Are.
You. Besides you, sir.
Yeah, bullshit.
But I could still tell that he was uncomfortable. And after like a few minutes of talking, he asked if he can like drive around just to like have something to do with his hands and like be a little bit distracted so we can talk a little bit easier. And here's the thing. Adam is not great with, what's the word you use? Audibles, which I freaking hate that word, which means a change of plans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I quickly texted him because I knew he'd be uncomfortable with it, but I texted him and let him know what was kind of going on.
However, for some fucked up reason,
I think it's the phone.
My phone wasn't getting the messages. And so I thought she wasn't responding to me. Like, I got the message that you were going to go drive somewhere. But okay. Then I texted you several times after that and got no response. And your Google location on Google Maps, like, it showed you were at this school about a mile from the house for about 15 minutes. And so I'm freaking out because like, I don't know this guy. And I thought he was just trying to like take advantage of you by getting you out in somewhere that's like a different location so he can have more privacy with you to do negative things. I had no fucking clue what this guy was
up to. He thought I was
going to
get raped, guys.
Yeah, I did. And the other thing is I was like, what about no audibles? Like, what about that? And then no response. And I was like, are you okay? No response. If you don't message me back, I'm going to come to your location. So I actually get in the car and I sent you a Snapchat because I knew that would light up your phone screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. No response. So I get in the car and I start driving. And as I'm driving, I literally pull out of the apartment complex. And I get maybe a tenth of a mile down the road. I shit you not. You call me and it's like, hey, I'm home. I'm done. I'm about to come upstairs. Do you want to come get brekkie with me? And whatever. And I'm like, just wait by your car. So then I turn around and come back and pick you up.
Okay. So this is what happened, guys. So he was feeling uncomfortable. He wanted something to do with his hands, kind of be a little bit distracted while we talk, which is understandable. Like, this is a new type of arrangement where this is a new person that you're meeting. You can feel a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit anxious. And he mentioned that driving would help ease his anxiety. And I was like, sure, cool. So I texted Adam, let him know. I put my phone down, which in hindsight, I should have probably like kept it face up on like the console or something. But it's not my car, so I didn't feel comfortable just like leaving it like right there. So we go down the road and we're just talking a little bit more, trying to get a feel of like each other. I let him know immediately, like, hey, I think you're attractive. I think you're real. Like, I don't have any like weird vibes from you or anything. You seem like a nice gentleman and things like that. And he let me know that he found me attractive. He also mentioned that he liked my legs. liked what he saw.
Because they are fucking perfect. Like, fuck. I think I tweeted a picture of him like a couple of weeks ago while we were at my sister's wedding. Well, the night before.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. Oh, God.
So, yeah. So, I think we were in agreement about everything. We just drive down the road. We go driving through this parking lot. Like all this was like at a slow, leisurely pace. And we get to the parking lot. I tell him we could just go back. And he's like, okay. And, like, we're talking more, discussing everything. We did not discuss allowance yet. Because I just didn't want to, like, kind of ruin the vibe with that. So we get back to the apartment. We park back where we were. And we maybe talk for, like, a couple more minutes. He asked if he could kiss me. And I said yes. And he was actually a pretty nice kisser.
So fast forward, after you get in the car, we kind of talk everything out.
Yeah.
And so we agreed that there were some things that weren't followed in terms of our rules and boundaries, like no audibles.
I hate that word.
No change of plans. And that phone on do not disturb mode. And then also, I think it was like, I think we kind of like made one like last minute of your car or something. Maybe that was after. I don't know. But I think those were definitely the two major ones.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we talk it all out and I'm of the understanding that this is our first one back. And so I know not everything.
Yeah, I totally forgot that this was our first official, like, meeting back.
Yeah.
Like, it totally, like, slipped my mind.
With that being said, I understand not everything is going to go perfect. I understand that there's probably going to be a boundary crossed. So I wasn't, like, overly upset. I was just, like, glad that you were okay and that you had a good time.
Mm-hmm. I had a great time.
Well, fast forward to after we get Brecky and back from your employer, because you had to get a study guide, mm-hmm. and you're taking a nap and you want me to wake you up because you had another COFEFE date.
With another sugar daddy, which I did not go to because, you know, sleep is more important to me.
Fast forward, I'm trying to wake you up so you can get ready. And I'm trying to be nice, so I plug your phone in. And I look down and the guy from earlier is saying you have the best blowjob. Like, you gave him the best blowjob ever. And I'm upset. I'm like, babe, did you blow him? And the only reason I'm upset is because you didn't tell me. Mm-hmm. And at least that's what was going through my mind, right? So I wouldn't have been upset if you did it, just that you didn't tell me. Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, I was also thinking, like, maybe she didn't tell me because she was afraid of how it would react based off of, you know, previous, in terms of, like, me being, like, really upset or mad or butthurt or whatever. So that was going through my mind. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to feel like you can't tell me something.
Yeah.
So I still, like, understand.
Yeah. Like, I messaged him. I don't think he ever addressed it, actually. So
maybe he's talking to some other girl.
I think so. Like, a couple of the sugar daddies that I've talked to, like, tell me, like, hey, I'm talking to these other women as well. Yeah. So I feel like he might have sent it to the wrong one. I don't know if I'm his favorite or...
I mean, you're my favorite.
Better fucking be. So I don't know what's going on with that. But we talked about this while we were making dinner. And, like, I do not want to do anything that could hinder our relationship, mm-hmm. that could hinder, like, the lifestyle stuff. Like, if it's uncomfortable for either one of us, I do not want to do it.
Yeah. I think for me, it was just, you know, the whole boundary thing. And then, you know, that whole text, like, I even, you know, laid it out for you to where you would be in my shoes going yeah. through. Let's say I went on a play date with a female and I told you all we did was kiss. And then turns out, like, we fucked. And she sent that message saying, hey, you are a really great lay. I can't wait. First off, no one's ever going to do that. But
what? I did that.
Regardless, and you find that text on my phone, you would be upset because I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Right. So that's where my brain went. It was just like, that's why I would have been upset. Because after I woke you up and you admit that you did not have said fellatio with this person, which I know is your favorite word.
Slut.
And it, what?
It's Latin.
Oh, I thought you said slut.
I mean, I'm that too.
You're mine. Anyway. I'm cuddling you to sleep and I get this idea.
This, like, turns into complete 180. It, like, it kind of freaks me out a little bit at first.
Well, no, I wouldn't really say a 180. I think
it was
that
a 180.
Well, your interpretation at the time was a 180, but I feel like hopefully now you can see that I wouldn't have been mad if you had blown him, just that you didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which we've now updated a rule, you know, like you can now blow someone in your car, but it has to be your car if it's the first date, because that way you're in complete control.
Okay.
The other part of it is I started thinking about you blowing him and and I kind of like you weren't asleep, but you're on your way there. And I kind of woke you up, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I just started talking to you about it. And that led to me taking your pants off, which led to coital activities. And it led to
you discussing and saying like how you wanted to watch.
Yeah.
And being like that, in the corner.
But like I was role playing like I was him.
Yes.
And I was saying stuff like, oh, you like getting fucked from behind while your husband's over there watching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. And you were moaning. So when we play with other people, you moan differently.
Oh, do I?
You're like way more vocal. And that's how you were today.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And like you really fucking enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Look at your cute face.
I mean, it, Lord Jesus, there's a fire.
But yeah.
But yeah, it's just interesting. But regardless, I do think that the big takeaway from today was like, we should probably, when coming back from breaks, we should probably, before our first play date or meetup, we should go over our rules and boundaries and make sure everything is in place and then make sure there's no change of plans or anything like that. So again, it was the first meeting back. So not everything is going to go to plan. And in fact, like almost nothing is ever going to go all the way to plan. But regardless, that's yeah.
So newsflash, I do have another sugar daddy meetup in the morning.
Newsflash, Kelly got really jealous. So a couple.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Probably this was a while ago, but.
What are you talking about? It was like last night.
Oh, no. I'm giving some context.
Okay.
So a while ago, Kelly was getting upset because this one guy was calling her all these pet names and I didn't like it. I was really jealous because I don't know. I just feel like that's an intimate thing between me and you.
Yeah.
And so Kelly didn't really understand it until last night. We were in Taco Bell drive-thru and the lady working the drive-thru while taking my order, she's like, okay, baby, it's this amount of money. Pull forward, please. And Kelly was like, she called you baby.
I was pissed, but in a fun way. I was like,
in a fun way?
In a fun way. Like, I was pissed, but I was laughing about it. You know what I mean. You know what I fucking mean.
It finally, like, kind of showed you what it's like.
It triggered me.
Yeah. And like Brenna said one time, you never know what your trigger is until it's triggered.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, I just think that's fucking hilarious in terms of, like, that's what it took, I guess. You know what I'm saying? To show you my point of view and then have you understand my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode, guys. Please, please, please check out Alt Playground. They have new shit dropping all the time. New forums, new communities, new everything. I mean, fuck, the video profile is amazing. I think that's awesome. You can listen to our podcast on there.
You can find a community on there.
Yes, join it. The Naked Relationship Podcast. Fucking join it, please. You can see Kelly's voluptuous boobies, her nice ass, and not mine, apparently, even though Kelly will tell you again that I do have a nice butt.
You do.
Regardless, please join our community on there and altplayground.net. And then also, don't forget about Naked15 as a promo code at promescent.com. It is amazing. We love the company. Not only do they have doctor recommendations and reviews, they also have tests to prove everything. And
they have amazing products, guys.
And amazing people behind it. So with that being said, please, please, please check them out. And don't forget to follow us on social media at TNR Podcasts. That's plural. And our website, thenakedrelationship.com.
Is that plural too?
No.
Just kidding.
Hey.